Camel Country 108. It is 8:07 now at the Valley's new country leader. I'm Cactus Jack, filling in for Ben and Brian. And as we often do when Ben and Brian are on vacation, we have a special guest. Her name is Carrie Schubert, and she is a psychic and a clairvoyant and psychic consultant. And all. What do you refer to yourself as?
An empowerment coach, clairvoyant consultant.
Right. What is it that you do?
Okay. What I do is when somebody comes in my office, I focus in on their name and I hop right into their soap operas. So I see their relationships, careers, finances, health, moves, travel, you name it.
So you get all that stuff as soon as they walk in and get their name?
Yep. Wow. And I have them sit down and I record it. I have them take notes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just look in every area of their life.
Beverly.
Question.
My relationship. Uh-huh. I have two of them. Love life.
Okay.
You got two?
Beverly's a busy, busy bee. Okay. All right. One of them that I'm seeing is a thin guy. He's slender, and I think he has dark hair. It's brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is more of a medium build, so he's a bigger guy. The guy that is the bigger guy or, you know, fuller build, I get is definitely very outgoing, talkative. The other one, I feel like you're going to end up with the bigger one.
Uh-huh.
Just because he's easier to interact with, more fun. You don't have to second guess him. The other guy just feels like he's got a lot of commitment issues and isn't always straight with you.
Mm-hmm.
Can be very secretive, very private.
Oh, my God. That is, like, so true. Oh, my.
Did she get it?
Yes, she did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it'll definitely work out. I want to just check something. Beverly, say your first name again for me one more time.
Beverly.
You're going to be married in the year 2000, so that's interesting. You'll be bringing in the new millennium in a gown.
Oh, my God, don't say that. Don't say that.
Why? Don't you want to get married?
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, you are going to change your mind, so never say never.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very
welcome.
And
Carrie said so. All right, thanks, Beverly.
All right.
Is this Lloyd?
Hi.
Lloyd, say hi to Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Lloyd.
Good. It's a pleasure to hear your positive voice.
Oh,
you know, she's
thanks.
Real positive. She's not like, you know, the psychics and a realtor is.
Oh, I'm definitely not into doom and gloom.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's the way of life. I mean, I that's the way I found for myself, trying to stay positive.
Lloyd, you know what, though? I'm feeling a lot of sadness in your voice. Have you been feeling sad or, you know, upset lately?
For about 4 years, I guess.
Oh, okay. You are going to meet somebody. Was that your question?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to be meeting somebody. I want to ask you something because I want to make sure this isn't from the past. A woman with dark hair, about shoulder length, maybe a little bit shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Is this somebody current or is this an ex-wife?
My children's mom.
Okay, so she's showing up. Okay, so we don't want to look there. Let's see who's coming into the picture. I'm getting a blonde girl. Shoulder-length hair, very upbeat, playful, kind of like, you know, where somebody gets highlights in their hair, blondish highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, you're going to be meeting her, I would say this year, though, even though you meet this year, it feels like it's going to take a little time to get going. When I'm seeing it as more of a firm relationship will be, let's see, by March. Hold on a minute. I want to say you're going to get married to this person next year. So it's going to seem like slow going. And then once you both start really getting to know each other, feels like it's going to really accelerate. And I would say by the end of next year, you're going to be married.
That's cool.
And I like the relationship because she's going to be really playful. It's going to bring you out of your funk.
Right.
So you know what? Really just start looking at the upside of life for yourself. You know, don't be so heavy. Sometimes we wait for the outsides to be different, for the insides to feel good.
Right.
Start generating from the inside for yourself. Okay.
That's uplifting. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call.
I want to thank everyone in the audience. I had over 250 calls yesterday, and I'm still being bombarded.
Are you psychically drained?
Yeah, I had to go in and plug myself into an outlet yesterday to recharge.
All right. Carrie Schubert is here. Sheila, how are you?
Good.
What's your question for Carrie?
My husband and I are in recovery and have been, and he's switched addicts to gambling. So I'd just like to know what the future holds for the finances for us and then us.
Okay. Wow. The fact that you're in a 12-step program already, I'm feeling like he's going, but he's having a hard time, you know, really getting the program. He will. I want to see what's going to happen with you, too. What's your first name again? It's Sheila?
Yes.
I want to say you guys will work it out, but it looks like, honestly, a little bit of slow going. He's really struggling with some stuff. What's up with him and his mother?
A lot.
Is okay. that too much to go that's, into?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to say that's the area that he's got some issues coming up big time in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So just really support him in working on them, though I want to say don't be his therapist.
Mm-hmm.
So get him to keep going to meetings and to really look at that area. That's where he gets into sabotage, whatever stuff he has going on with his mom, who seems like she's pretty critical.
Very.
You know, he could never do it good enough, so that's why he has this self-undoing thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
But he will work it out. I want to say hang in there if it feels right for you. Just stick to your program. Keep your eyes on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And let him, just support him in going to the meetings and let him know, hey, feel a little pain, it'll be okay.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Pretty insightful, don't you think?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
101.5 The Zone, Arizona's alternative that is Everclear. I will buy you a new life. It's 7:37 in the morning zone with our friend, Carrie Schubert. She's made a return appearance.
She's becoming like the staff psychic, too.
Yes, she has to be because we're all curious. Well, last time you were
sure
here,
he
you, made, you made a few little comments about perhaps me not being here at the end of the year, Steph not being here sometime next year, and that in September, our corporation.
There was, yeah, the
big
company was going to be, yeah, there was going to be a huge change.
Yeah.
And in September, like 2 weeks ago, the company that owns us, Chancellor Broadcasting, huge broadcasting company, bought two radio stations here in town.
Bought two more in town and changed the way the competition kind of rolls.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Carrie on line two. Carrie, are you with us?
I'm here.
What's your question, Carrie?
I just recently met a man, but he lives in Chicago and I live in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And I've already been out.
Brown hair, medium to dark brown hair?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm like going crazy about this person, and I'm just wondering if this is something I should invest my time in and hope that something comes out of this. I've already been out to visiting once.
Okay. You know what? Was there a recently a blonde guy that you were involved with?
No.
Okay. I'm getting a blonde person coming into the picture, so I'm not feeling like this person in Chicago is going to work out. Want to give me his first name? Let me just check it.
Pete.
Is he normally a real kind of hyper, excited guy, high energy?
Yeah.
Because I like his energy. Okay, let me just check something. Hold on a second. So he's living in Chicago, and you're here?
I'm here.
Okay. You know what? Guess what? I get you moving there next year.
Good God.
Are you serious?
April, seriously. Yeah, I like his vibe. I don't know who this blondish or light brown hair guy is around you. Maybe this is a relative.
I have a really good
friend. He's going to help you with the move, I think. Yes.
Okay.
But it's going to happen. And I love this guy, Pete's energy.
You do?
Yeah. Feels like he's fun.
Okay,
and
that's
frisky,
exactly it.
And frisky.
Very.
He's good. Frisky in bed.
I've known him since Labor Day weekend.
Oh, you tramp. You're moving in Chicago? Joe,
you're not here to give advice.
I know.
Hey, you're going to have five kids with some woman, so.
Yeah, I know. He's going to be spending most of his time in bed, or at least five times.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for your help.
Bye-bye.
I want to just say something to the people listening, too. I'm not a doom and gloom psychic. I don't sugarcoat things. I am very responsible about the way I communicate the news that I get. And I will look if I see that things are not going to work out for someone in, let's say, a relationship or a particular area of their life, I'll look ahead to see, you know, an outcome. So I leave them with something good, like the light at the end of the tunnel.
Now,
so
what
just
if
so
you see somebody,
that,
like, getting sick or somebody...
You know what? I usually will not draw in somebody who is going to pass on right away, anything like that.
Yeah.
I'll pick it up about people around them at times, but the truth is, if somebody's not supposed to know, if it doesn't serve them, it's not going to come up.
Oh.
I always ask for the universe to guide me and give me information that'll empower them. So it may be pointing out a pattern in their life, also that they could change, that their relationships would be better, or whatever.
We're going to go to Tammy in the meantime. Tammy's on line one. Tammy, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Tammy. Say hi to Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Tammy. Tammy, do you have brown hair?
Yes, I do.
Okay, it's like dark brown?
Right.
Okay. Your question, Tammy, what is your question? I just like to see who I'm reading.
Well, my question was, will I be able to get over my depression and get a job in the near future?
Yeah, you know what? Let me see. I'm picking up work the beginning of next year. Let me just see when. February. I get it as February, sorry, but I'm picking up February. Let me just check something else. Tammy, say your name one more time for me. I want to see if there's anything else I can get on you.
Okay, Tammy.
You know what? I'm thinking that the kind of work you're going to do is more of a, like, one-on-one. By the way, do you do anything with seniors or older people?
Yes.
Okay. What is it, like working in a senior home?
Well, I was, that was part of my degree that I just did. I concentrated in gerontology, and then recently I've been working for an insurance company and working in the senior enrollment department.
Okay, you know what? Oh, I feel like crying for you. You know what? That's really your purpose. It's what you're supposed to be doing. So to get out of yourself, go pursue that. It'll really give you a lot of love for yourself, and it'll pull you out of your depression. So maybe you can make it happen before February. Get out there. Start doing what it is you love, because that is your life path. I really picked that up for you. It comes in really clearly. Okay.
Well, great. Thanks.
Okay.
That helps.
You're welcome.
You made
good
her
luck
cry.
To you.
Thanks, Tammy.
Good luck to you.
Okay.
Know,
thanks, Zone.
Thanks, Tammy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Even when she said her name, she sounded so tight.
Wow.
You're good, woman.
That girl's good.
Okay, say your name.
Shan.
Okay, what was your question, Shannon?
I wanted to ask about my best friend, Tina.
Okay, is this somebody living that you wanted to know about?
No.
Oh, okay, so it's somebody who's passed on.
Right.
Okay. You wanted to see how she is or where
yeah.
she's at? Okay, so if you could just talk for a teeny bit for me or say her name for me twice.
Tina?
I have to ask you, I'm feeling a lot of sadness, and I want to see if it's from you or from her. Was she at that in that kind of state of mind when she passed on, like having a very sad life, or it was sad around that time? Also, I feel like I want to cough. like something's in the chest, coughing, congestion, or pneumonia. I'm sorry.
I think you got it.
You know what? I also feel her hugging you. She wanted to come over and hug you. Which one of you has short brown hair, like about chin length, middle of the neck length, face?
I have short hair, but it's shorter now.
Okay. Because I see her coming over and hugging you. When she would hug you, she'd come over to the right side of your body. That's where her head would go. But she wants to lay her head on your shoulder. I get her fine. By the way, I'm seeing the outdoors. I feel like I'm outdoors. I feel like it's treesy. So did she like to be outdoors more than anything? And it feels like it's, like I said, a wooded or trees area?
Oh, we did a lot of things outside. We would go a lot of places.
Okay, because there may be a particular spot. It doesn't feel like it's Arizona. If it is, it's northern. Though I'm not seeing pine trees, or I'd be seeing reed needle. Anyway, yeah, the coughing and stuff. What did she die from then? I'm getting all this chest congestion.
Oh, wow, coughing. you're so with it, though. She died from a blood clot in her lungs.
Okay. So, you know what? Just know that when someone passes on to the sadness, I don't know if she was sad at the time or, you know, was going through some sad stuff in her life.
Yeah.
So I want to say to you, how they appear to me when they first pass on is how they were before they went, and then they get to a place of peace. So she's at a peaceful place. She's just sad for you to be upset.
Yeah, it's been really hard.
Okay. By the way, is that a bird in the background?
Yeah, it is.
I get her loving birds.
Really?
So who has the little white one or like a cockatoo?
A cockatiel
or whatever it is.
I have a cockatiel, but I also have a white parakeet.
Okay. The cockatiel, I think, is the one she's drawn to. So she's over there teasing him. Okay.
Oh, goodness. You're amazing.
Thanks.
You sound like you feel a bit better.
I do.
Good.
It's been 10 years, and it's still been hard.
Yes, I want you to know, too, and for the audience, people, when they pass on, they hang around. What it is like we're on a big stage called 3D, and when somebody goes, they just no longer exist on the stage, but there's nowhere to go because we exist everywhere anyway. So often people that pass that are close to us, or even those that aren't, that were distant relatives, become our guardian angels. So she hangs out. So if that one bird, by the way, is there a bird named Petey or anything like that? I was hearing that kind of name. That's really taking a chance here.
Actually, his name is Amos.
Oh, okay. Well, off on that one. But, Amos, if Amos acts weird at times, she likes to play with his his right cheek.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so if he's always turning his head to the left, it's because she's teasing him on the right cheek.
Oh, he does act weird sometimes.
Okay, that's her playing with him.
Change his name to Petey.
Actually,
you screwed up naming him. Change his name to Petey.
She might have gotten that from a bird I had many years ago named Petey.
Oh, okay. Then you know what? Was it around the time she was still around?
No. Okay. This was many years before that.
Okay. Well, you know what? If the name Petey came up for me, then I would assume that she's telling you something that she knew I wouldn't know, but that you would know to let you know she's around.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So that's why I kept hearing Petey. Okay.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You really put my heart at ease.
Okay, good. Great.
Right.
Take care.
Thanks for calling, Shannon.
Thank you.
All right, Carrie, it is always a pleasure.
Thanks.
Can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much for coming. If we didn't get to your calls, we apologize. You've got to come back again. She has to.
We got to do this like once a month.
At least.
Thanks. It was great being here.
We're going to check in with traffic and Dennis McBroom.